I don't have my headphones, so this might not actually sound very good. I'm just going to go ahead and knock this one out and bury it on my site. I'm not going to put it in the feed. So if you are listening to this, I either shared the link directly with you or you're a super sleuth. But this is one of the Agwa films. I'm not going to pair it with anything because I wouldn't even know what to pair it with. It's called Bat Pussy. And just go ahead and read the back here. Director unknown, 1970-something. It's in color, and it's 55 minutes. The citizens of Gotham City are under attack by smut filmmakers, and only one hero can help. Bat Pussy, Dora Dildo, hangs out in her secret headquarters, a.k.a. an outhouse, when her twat begins to twitch. Warning her of imminent crime, Bat Pussy hops onto her holy hippity hop to foil the grotesque sex schemes of unhappily married couple Buddy and Sam. Considered to be the first porn parody, Bat Pussy is the no-fi sexploitation masterpiece of your wildest dreams and your most horrifying nightmares. The unidentified lunatic filmmakers have never been located, providing further proof that this movie was most likely made by extraterrestrials. The special features, it's a new 2K scan from the only surviving 16mm print. Has a commentary track with Lisa Petrucci and Tim Lewis of Something Weird. There's some crime smut trailers and shorts from the Something Weird vault. And liner notes from Lisa Petrucci and Mike McCarthy, the savior of Bat Pussy, and a bonus movie, Robot Love Slaves, a new 2K scan from the original 16mm print. When I got this film, I didn't know what to do. As a collector, I like to be complete when I can. And Agfa, as I was getting into it, at the onset of their releases, it would be easy for me to get and stay complete on it. And, well, this was one of their releases. So here it is. It's in my hand. For the longest time, I didn't even want to open it. So that way, when I died, people could say, why does Jason have a movie called Bat Pussy? But then it's not open. So, I mean, I guess that's something, right? However, I was convinced by some ne'er-do-wells on Twitter that when I die, people would look at this and say, well, this is something special. I'm sure we're pretty lucky that he never opened this. And then they would open and watch it and realize that, as dirty movies go, this is the least sexy film that you could possibly imagine. It is tremendously boring. There is, it's a wreck, is really what it is. There's a few worthwhile moments when Bat Pussy is making her way to stop the, what does it say, the sex schemes of unhappily married couple. And she's on like a bouncy ball, and it's funny and it's gross, and it's hard to sell this one to you folks, because at the end of the day, it's just porn. But it's unsatisfying and unfulfilling porn at that. I did not watch Robot Love Slaves. I imagine it's equally as special. So, Bat Pussy, buy it, don't buy it, your call. I don't even know where to go. Okay, thanks.